Control of Plant Growing Environment. This was written by Z. Charnot in the 1980s. I believe it is a patent that was never filed. It includes claims and diagrams. This is part 3, and I'm on page number 9, line number 16. Although in the above-described embodiment, banks of 6 fluorescent tubes are utilized, other arrangements of fluorescent tubes or other forms of lighting can be used. However, the lighting arrangement must be capable of providing variation of duration, intensity, and color of the artificial light. The extractor, 9, can be arranged for passing air from the environment through a bubbling chamber, 19, in which spent air is fed into water and through a silicon rubber membrane, 20, to separate the carbon dioxide from the oxygen, to allow the oxygen to be used for application to the plant root, knees via pump 21 or other use as required. Example, combustion. An oxygen detector, 22, is provided to control, by extraction, the oxygen in the environment atmosphere so that it does not build up to too great an extent. The phytotron can be provided with a covering capable of controlling radiation transmission through it. Such a covering is disclosed in UK patent specification number 1385261. However, a preferred form of covering is described below. The preferred form of covering, unlike the covering disclosed in specification number 1385261, is suitable for providing a substantially fluid-tight seal between the external atmosphere and the enclosed environment. Also, the preferred form of covering provides control of ingress and egress of light radiation into and from the enclosed environment. Referring to figures 2 to 8, the preferred form of covering may comprise a plurality of inflatable tubular covering members, 100, dielectrically welded or otherwise sealingly secured together. Each covering member, 100, has partitions, 101, which are reflective and adjustable in configuration by inflation, figures 3 to 7, or electrostatic means, figure 8, to control transmission of light through the covering in either direction. Alternatively, the covering may comprise a plurality of covering panels incorporating similar partitions, 101. The covering panels may take any of the forms disclosed in West German specification number P2635724.4. The covering may have an opaque inner surface and a light transmissive outer surface. The light transmitted via the outer surface can be controlled by partitions such as the partitions 101, and incoming sunlight can be used to heat fluid passing between the inner and outer layers. The heated fluid can be used in various ways, but may, for example, be used to supply a heat store. Here are the claims. Number 1. A method for controlling the growing environment of plants, or the like, characterized in that the method includes the steps of locating the plant or plants in an enclosed environment having no ventilation or only controlled ventilation via filtering means to external atmosphere, supplying carbon dioxide to said enclosed environment in excess of that normally contained in air at the temperature in the enclosed environment, detecting and adjusting the temperature and humidity of the enclosed environment, and providing a program of duration, intensity, and color for the application of light to the enclosed environment to provide light conditions beneficial to plant growth. Number 2. A method according to claim 1, characterized in that heat supplied to or extracted from the enclosed environment 1 is transferred via heat sinks 5, 6, 13, and 14 associated with the closed environment. Number 3. A method according to claim 1 or claim 2, characterized in that said light is supplied cyclically as a mixture of pink and blue color light for a first predetermined period and as pink light for a second predetermined period, spaced by time intervals from said first periods of adjacent cycles. Number 4. A method according to claim 3, characterized in that said pink light includes 660 millimicrons wavelength light and excludes 735 millimicrons wavelength of light. Number 5. A method according to any one of the preceding claims characterized in that oxygen is extracted from the enclosed environment. Number 6. A method according to claim 5 characterized in that the oxygen is used to form at least some of the carbon dioxide supplied to the enclosed environment. Number 7. A method according to any one of the preceding claims characterized in that the carbon dioxide is obtained by combustion of a carbonaceous fuel in an atmosphere containing oxygen. Number 8. A method according to claim 7 as a pendant to claim 6 characterized in that the atmosphere containing oxygen is obtained selectively from the external atmosphere or from the enclosed environment in such a way as to optimize the oxygen content of the atmosphere for combustion. Number 9. A method according to claim 7 or claim 8 characterized in that heat produced as a result of said combustion is supplied to the enclosed environment. Number 10. A method according to any one of the preceding claims characterized in that humidity in the enclosed environment is adjusted by extraction of heat from the environment. Number 11. A method according to any one of the preceding claims characterized in that sound is applied to the plants at a frequency favored by them. Number 12. A method according to any one of the preceding claims characterized in that the atmosphere of the enclosed environment is kept at a pressure above that of the external atmosphere. Number 13. Apparatus for controlling the growing environment of plants or the like characterized in that the apparatus includes an enclosure, 1, having no ventilation or only controlled ventilation via filtering means, 2, to external atmosphere, said enclosure defining a growing environment for plants, a carbon dioxide source, 3 and 4, for supplying carbon dioxide to said environment in excess of that normally contained in air at the temperature in the enclosed environment means 10, 11, 12, and 7 for detecting and adjusting the temperature and humidity of the environment and lighting means 16 and 17, controllable to provide a program of duration, intensity, and color for the application of light to the environment to provide light conditions beneficial to plant growth.